Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Highway Stars Run By. Black Mamba. I love that song. That, Metallica's Fuel, a whole bunch of others that kind of when you're in your car, you want to put the hammer down. So, anyway, we got a busy show today. A lot of racing going on this weekend. I'd like to congratulate Tommy Drissi for winning the Trans Am West Championship. When we had him on, he was the points leader, and he clinched the title, so congratulations to him. We'll see if we can get him back on and talk about winning another title, because he did it a while ago, so this time, when you go a while without a title after winning one, it goes pretty kind of sweet there. Anyway, where do we start? Well, ARCA, I guess, kicked off the weekend up at Pocono on Friday. We had ARCA, Indy, NHRA, NASCAR, all three series. Boot in the boot, as they say in Canada. The trucks and the cup were at the tricky triangle, and Xfinity was out at Iowa. IndyCar was at Mid-Ohio. So, lots of stuff. And I can't forget NHRA out in Sonoma. Just weird seeing him in, on the stage after the event, all the winners holding up what looked like a trophy goblet full of wine. It is wine country, if instead of a Wally, because usually they hold up the Wally, so... I guess a track token of appreciation is getting to drink some vino. Usually it's champagne for everything else. But that all finished up this past weekend. I saw the NHRA was changing some of the rules for pro stock, so we'll have to get Erica Enders to come on and talk about the new rules changes, but I'll get her to see if I can get her to join us next week. Anyway, did the Mod Space 150 out in Long Pond Friday night. I couldn't watch that one live. I had to go watch it on videotape. But anyway, we'll get a quick rundown with that. Zane Smith takes the checkered flag. Sheldon Creed, a couple of California guys, finished second. Chase Purdy was third. Harrison Burton was fourth. Riley Herbst was fifth. Todd Gilliland was sixth. Cody Rohrbaugh, seventh. Eighth, Will Rogers. Ninth, Travis Braden. Rounding out the top ten was Brett Holmes. Let's check the ladies in the field. Natalie Decker was running pretty good, then got wrecked, so she wound up with a 15th. She started 10th. And Leilani Munter, but she wound up not finishing the race, but was in 20th. She doesn't run all the races. Natalie is running them all. She's going for points. So, let's see where she stands in the points. Ooh, she climbed the spot. Sheldon Creed is your points leader. Zane Smith is second. Riley Herbst is third. Chase Purdy is fourth. Travis Braden is fifth. Natalie moves up from seventh to sixth. That evens her out with Shauna Robinson. If she can hold that one on, she'll finish 6. Tyner with Shauna, who was the highest finishing woman in ARCA. Gus Dean is 7th. Joseph Graff Jr. is 8th. Brett Holmes 9th. And Brad Smith rounds out the top 10. Next race up for them, August 19th. So they get a few weeks off at the Illinois State Fairgrounds for the Allen Crow 100. That sounds like a dirt race. So that'll be in a couple of weeks. Yeah, I don't have my August calendar up yet, so tomorrow I change them over. It's the last day of July, so summer's getting close to the halfway mark. So the racing is starting to wind on down to playoffs and championship battles and at least the NHRA and NASCAR. IndyCar just runs a straight season, so they don't have to resort their points and seedings for their drivers. Speaking of IndyCar, out in Mid-Ohio, let's take a look at their results and see how they did for the Honda Indy 200, another road course. Alexander Rossi wound up taking the checkered flag. Seemed like he was leading. He is the defending he was your pole sitter, car number 27. I was watching it on NBCSN, sort of had it, and instead of putting their names up, they had the car numbers. Everything else runs their the names. But anyway, Rossi taking the top position. Robert Wickens comes home 2nd. Will Power wound up 3rd. Joseph Newgarden was 4th. Scotty Dixon, top 5 finish for him. Sebastian Bourdais was 6th. Ryan Hunter-Reay was 7th. It was Simone Pagenaud. Graham Rahal, 9th. Zach Veach was rounds out the top 10. In the points, your points leaders are Let me find it. Scotty Dixon has a 48 point lead. I got to do my math right here. Over Alexander Rossi, so he's still holding on there. Newgarden is 3rd. Will Power in the 4th spot. Ryan Hunter-Reay is 5th. Wickens was 6th. Pagenaud 7th. Rahal 8th. Hinchcliffe 9th and Bourdais 10th. Hinchcliffe, Rahal, and Pagenaud are bunched up. I don't know if they can catch Wickens, but it might now be possible. So, to wait and see. Next race will be 19th, actually, for the ABC Supply 500. It'll be on NBC Sportsnet at 2:05 p.m. The race took a whole hour and 44 minutes. Average speed, 116 miles an hour. 0 caution laps. 5 lead changes amongst 3 drivers. Robert Wickens and Rossi, Will Power, three or three, and they swapped it out a few times between them with Alexander Rossi leading 66 of the 90 laps to pretty much own the race. So there was only one penalty, the 59 car for avoidable contact. That's Max Chilton on the fourth lap. It was a drive-through penalty, but he wound up finishing dead last. There were 15 cars on the lead lap. Margin of victory was pretty spread out. 12 seconds between first and second, and then 2 seconds from second to third. And so Alexander Rossi couldn't be caught. And he's a happy man this weekend. NHRA. Here are the results out of Sonoma. Top Fuel comes down to Tony Schumacher and Blake Alexander. Schumacher in a bit of a slump, looking to get a win under the books. Actually, all of Don Schumacher Racing has been in a bit of a slump. But last time out taking the Wally kind of broke the jinx, and Schumacher up there, but he was a number fourth qualifier, so he had to go through Sean Reed. And then Brittany Force, who's the defending champ, she qualified number five. And he got past her. She had some traction issues and was a wee bit late getting out of the light, which gone from a 0.28 in round one to a 1.22 in round two with Tony Schumacher's 078. If the time was ET was close and he was even slower, he probably would have pulled off the whole shot. But that wasn't the case, so he was able to just win outright because 0.6 of a second gap was enough to win. Then up against Doug Kalita. Pretty close there. Schumacher was a thousandth of a second quicker, 383 with a 6. The Kalita's 383 with a 7, but the reaction time put more of a gap in that finish than it should have been because it was an 057 for Schumacher with an 070 for Kalita, setting the stage for him to meet up with, wait for it, Blake Alexander. Blake has already won once this year. He was looking for his second win, qualified 6th. Went up against Mike Salinas, T, because he broke it off the tree. So Blake goes to a second-round battle against Antron Brown, which is, again, another Schumacher driver that's been in a bit of a slump. Usually that's one of the tougher guys you're going to face anyway. 065 with a 382 with a 2. Good time for Brown. 066, but here's a gigger, 379 with a 1. So we're looking at 3/100ths of a second. Blake Alexander moves on to the semis against Scott Palmer. Off the plate, Scott Palmer, 085, Blake Alexander, 0.130. He took a nap on that one. Good thing Palmer had problems, coasted across the line with a 763. Alexander's 387 with an 8 takes the win, but had Palmer had any kind of a decent run, I think Blake might have been parked and Palmer would have made the final round. Here he has the final round set up. Oh, looks like funny car times here. Tony Schumacher, 081. Off the tree with a 434 with a 5. That's a bad funny car, ET. Blake Alexander, 157 off the light, another nap. It's almost twice as slow getting out of the tree. But managed to get it all back in because he had a bit of a traction issue and wound up with a 400 with a 4. Now, that's a good funny car time. But he was able to take his second win of the year. He's from the Radford area, I think, in my up near me. So another local guy with couple of wins this year. The other guy around here, we'll get to that result in a second. Matt Hagen from Christiansburg, Virginia. I'm about an hour south of that. Anyway, Tony Schumacher, runner-up. Of course, low ET of the day was Clay Milliken with a 369. Man, that's quick. Brittany Force with the 028 was the best reaction time. And at top speed, Doug Toledo with a 332. On to Funny Car. Robert Height in the file against Ryan Capps. Robert Height, the defending champ. Was looking against former champ, Ronnie Capps. Number one qualifier, again, Courtney Force. Good old Courtney, I don't know, she's been racking up the number ones, getting the bonus points for that. That helps because round one, she went up against Dale Worsham, who, out of the light with an 073 to her 135, if that wasn't enough to give him the win, the 398 with a 3 to her 409 with a 1, ET was enough to do it, facing him against her daddy, John Force. Well, that was short-lived because John, after coming off the win last time out, had a quick light with an 039 to Dell's 086, and Worsham with a 408. Wasn't enough to best John Force's 406 with a 9. So John moves on against Caps, where even though getting out of the tree first, Ronnie Caps took the win with a 4.0 with John's 408, which is not a snooze fest time, but pushes Ronnie Capps into the final. Capps, of course, a round one up against Richard Townsend and teammate Matt Hagen. Ron Capps breaking the 4-second barrier in that one against Hagen, not only with an 052 to Hagen's 075, but the 396 was the low ET of the day. Actually, that wasn't the low ET of the day. It was still owned by Caps. They have it listed. Oh, low ET of the day was Robert Height, believe it or not, who made his way to the finals by first going through Tim Wilkerson and then Bob Pasca. Pasca had a little issues there with a 12.46 to Robert Height's 4.01. Then in the semis against Tommy Johnson Jr., there's the quickest ET of the day. Height with a 3.95 with a 6. Dodson, not, you know, a good ET with a 3.99, but wasn't nowhere near good enough. Even and Height beat him off the tree by almost a whole tenth of a second. A hundredth of a second, a 68 for Johnson and a 59 for Height, setting up the final round. Ronnie Capps off the tree with an 052. Robert Height a little slower getting off, 4/100ths of a second slower with a 092. But the 4077 ET wasn't enough to beat Robert Height, who wound up with a 398. Made the race finish look close, but if Caps would have crossed the finish line first, he'd have had that whole shot winning that Wally. But wasn't the case. Ronnie Capps round up second. Height in the semifinals again, with the 395 with a 6. Best reaction time in the funny car division that day, John Force. Top speed, Dell Worsham, 325 with 0.22 miles per hour. And that's all done in 1,000 feet, folks, so they don't go to the quarter mile anymore in Nitro. That saves her for Pro Stock. Speaking of Pro Stock, the finals come down to Derek Kramer and Jeg Coughlin Jr. Now, Coughlin has been battling his teammates. So his way to the final came against teammate Alex Laughlin. I think they mistyped that one there because they had Alex Laughlin advancing in round two against Tanner Gray, but it was Coughlin. Tanner Gray and then up against Greg Anderson, who was the number one qualifier in the semis, up against Derek Kramer, who wound up qualifying sixth, beating Vincent Nobile. And in the semi round two, I'm only seeing Kramer. Doesn't look like anybody was able to. I guess Graham beat Butner and then couldn't make the next round, so he had a solo shot. No, Graham did beat Butner. It was 662 to Butner's 827. But no time for Graham in round two, so he did not make the starting line. Because if you do, when you do launch and blow up, you do get a reaction time. Kramer up against Jason Lyne with a 6.52 with a 5 to Lyne, 6.55. But the 006 reaction time for Kramer would have easily gave him a whole shot win, because Lyne, who is traditionally good off the line, pardon the pun, Lyne off the line, had a dismal 0.52 in the semis. So Jeg Coughlin Jr. up against Derek Kramer. Coughlin with an 0.36, Kramer 0.41, Coughlin 6.53 with a 2. Kramer 6.53 with a 4. So barely an ET and a 1/100th of a second. Actually, it's 5/1000th of a second, because it was Coughlin had an 0.36 to Kramer's 0.41. Got to do the math a little better. We'll just go with the rounded up there. But Laughlin takes the win. I think it's his first one of the year. Kramer gets consolation prize. He had the best reaction time with a 006, low ET of the day, 65.0 with a 5. It was Jason Lyne and Greg Anderson with the top speed, 212. Did they run bikes? Yeah. L.E. Conlett beats Andrew Hines. It's tough to beat Andrew Hines unless you're Eddie Krawick, who's his teammate, both riding Harleys. But low ET of the day was Eddie Krawick with a 6.77. Corey Reed with the best reaction time, 0.08. And top speed, Eddie Krawick cracks the 200-mile mark with a 200.08. Hector Arano Jr. was your number one qualifier. He's been on the show back in the old WNJC days. Let's check the standings. Top Fuel, Steve Torrance is holding off Tony Schumacher by 137 points. Clay Milliken, 143 back. Leah Pritchett is fourth. She's 179 back. That's a top 10. Really doesn't matter because they reset the points. 30 between first and second, and 10 between each position after that when they reset them after the U.S. Nationals at Indy. But we're getting close to that. We'll check it out in a minute when we check the schedule. Doug Colito is fifth. Antron Brown is holding the sixth spot. Terry McMillan is seventh. Defending champ Brittany Force is eighth. Scott Palmer is ninth. And Richie Crampton cracks the top 10. Blake Alexander with the win is still in 12th. He's not in the countdown position yet. He has to climb a big ladder. He's 120 back, so. But, got to give the guy credit. I mean, he's doing something this year, and he might be in it next year if he don't make it this year. So, we still have three events before the countdown, so we'll see what happens. Courtney Force with a 165-point lead over Ronnie Capps. She's looking to become, this would be a history maker, first woman funny car champ. That hasn't been done yet. It's been done in every other NHRA top-level Mellow Yellow Series division but funny car. Brittany Shirley Muldowney did it in Top Fuel. Erica Enders did it in Pro Stock. And Angel Sampay did it in Pro Stock Motorcycle. But it's going to close up as it comes around. But still, it's nice having a 165-point lead over second place. Of course, defending champ Robert Height with the win is in third. He's 173 back. Matt Hagen is fourth. Jack Beckman is fifth. Sixth, J.R. Todd. Tommy Johnson Jr. seventh. John Force eighth. He's been starting to, pardon his peak at the right time. It's an unintended pun because Peak is his sponsor. But he had a pretty rough first three races and had to battle his way to get into the top 10, but he's there now. Sean Langdon, first year in Funny Car, is ninth. And Bob Tasca is in the 10th spot. If they're getting a Ford factory backing back, it's only him and Tim Wilkerson, who's in 11th. And not far behind. Wilkinson is 27 points back, so Task isn't out of the woods. Sitter. And then Cruz Pedregon in Toyota, 12th, and he's only 4 points behind Wilkerson. So you're looking at three guys right there that want to get above that bubble. On to the Pro Stock standings. Greg Anderson leads Tanner Gray by 95 points. Erica Enders in the third spot. Come on, Erica. Let's put it all together in the countdown. I'd like to see in the points lead going in. I got to give her credit. Her first championship, she had the points lead going into the last two regular season events and did not attempt to make the field and wound up without the top seed and managed to pull it out in the last race in winning the final event of the season over Jason Lyon, who was, it would have been like this. Whoever won the Wally won the championship and Erica did it. And then she came back with a better year the year after and, it was all she wrote. Then they had the issues that went from Chevy to Dodge and then now back to Chevy and then fuel injection. Now they got some new rules to tinker with, so I'll have to ask her about that. Anyway, Erica third. Vincent Nobile is fourth. Jed Coughlin, the winner of the weekend, is up in the fifth spot. He was back a little ways, but now he's in the top five. So you have Elite Motorsports in positions 3, 4, and 5. That ought to be interesting. Drew Skillman in 7th. Oh, Chris McGahey in 6th. Drew Skillman in 7th. Jason Lyon is 8th. Derek Kramer 9th. And Bo Butner is in the 10th spot. Alex Laughlin, who's the other Elite Motorsports driver, is in 11th. So he just went with them. He was supposed to go with somebody else and I guess changed his mind, decided to go with Elite. So he's got to get a few things going on and probably pull that out as well. Pro Stock Motorcycle. Andrew Hines has a 36-point lead over Eddie Krawick. L.E. Tonglet was 3rd. 4th, Hector Arana Jr., Jerry Savoie, 5th. 6th, Matt Smith, Scotty Polacek, 7th. Angie Smith is 8th, Hector Arana, 9th. And Angel Sampei is in the 10th spot. Now, there was a few position changes because of the close proximity of that, but Krawick, we'd like to say Krawick, but it's Krawick, had a couple of rough weeks, I guess, and dropped down a couple of spots because he was in the lead. Anyway, let's check the schedule. Next event this coming weekend, the Cat Spot Northwest Nationals. Out in Seattle area, now Kent, Washington, so they call it Seattle. So as the Western swing continues, then they go a little further back east to Brainerd, Minnesota. And then down to Indy for the U.S. Nationals, and that'll cap their regular season on Labor Day weekend. Then the countdown to the championship begins its first weekend in Maple Grove Raceway in near Reading, Pennsylvania. So it should be interesting to who starts what. Check the TV schedule. I got to figure out when to watch this stuff. Friday, Saturday, where's Sunday? The finals, live finals, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Fox, regular Fox. No way. Not Fox Sports 1, not Fox Sports 2, regular Fox. So that will be interesting because you figure NASCAR will be at the Glen. I might have to go from one to the other. We'll check the time for the start of the Glen in a little bit. So catch them live on Fox Sunday, August 5th. Good for me. Out on the West Coast swing. All righty, what do we got next coming up? We have Truck Series. Kicked it off on Saturday. Pocono, Pennsylvania. Let's see, in the Xfinity Series was Saturday at Iowa. There was a lot of racing going on, 2 on Saturday and 1 on Sunday. Of course, the Truck Series was run early. And Kyle Busch led 43 of the 60 laps, kicking everybody's butt, started on the pole. Of course, he's not eligible for points in the Truck Series, but it was his 51st win in the Truck Series. He was driving truck number 51. Of course, it's his own team truck, but he was the winner. It's all Joe Gibbs Toyota stuff, so he takes the checkered flag. It's called the Eagle Trophy. He got two of them. Oh, I shouldn't have let the cat out of the bag. I predicted he was going to win last week after what happened with Harvick the week last weekend. So that prompted me to predict him for this past Sunday's win. And I got one. Eric Jones in the 18 took second. Of course, he's not eligible. First eligible candidate, Derek Sargeant, Dalton Sargeant, up from the ARCA Series. Taking third, Stuart Friesen was fourth, Justin Haley was fifth, Grant Enfinger sixth, Todd Gilliland seventh, eighth was Johnny Sauter, Matt Crafton was ninth, rounding out the top ten, Joe Nemechek. I thought I saw Joe Nemechek. Stage one winner was Todd Gilliland. Stage two winner was Stuart Friesen. And then after that, I guess it was a pit stop strategy because Friesen led once for four laps, and then Gilliland led twice for seven laps. And then I guess Kyle Busch took over the rest. Because you had Eric Jones led once for one lap. What lap that was, I don't know. I'd have to look in the details. But right now it's Kyle Busch leading 43 of 60. That's the important one. Margin of victory, 1.469 seconds. Average speed, 136.8 miles an hour. 1 hour, 5 minutes, a quick one. Two cautions for eight laps. It's a clean race because those two cautions were stage enders. Nine lead changes amongst six drivers. Eric Jones led lap 27. So he got a third of the way through the race. He got one in. On to the points. Johnny Sauter is your points leader, also has four wins, so he's the number one seed. Brett Moffitt with three wins is your second seed. Noah Gragson is with one win is third. Justin Haley with one win is fourth. And Ben Rhodes with one win is fifth, and that's due to the fact that they lead the other single winners in points. Gragson leads the other single winners in points. So sixth would be Grant Enfinger with no wins. Stuart Friesen, seventh. And then rounding out the top eight would be Matt Crafton. So here's Kyle Busch on his win, his 51st of the year.
Okay, we are joined by the winners of today's 9th Annual Gander Outdoors 150, the driver of the number 51 Cessna Toyota for Kyle Busch Motorsport. It's Kyle Busch and the crew chief, Mike Hillman Jr. We'll kick it off with the co-owner of the record in NASCAR Camping World Truck Series wins, and that's Kyle Busch, who won his 51st race today, tying NASCAR Hall of Famer Ron Hornaday Jr. I know you've been asked this question a number of times in the last 45 minutes or so, but how does that feel to be on top of the record book yet another series?
Feels good. Obviously, it's been a true testament just to the people that I've worked with and the races that I've been able to score the race teams that I've been able to score wins with over the course of my career in the Truck Series, and you know, racing with Morgan Dollar. I don't think I ever won with him, but you know, racing with Billy Blue, got a lot of wins with Billy, and of course my own team at Cowbush Motorsports. So just thankful for all the people that have been there and worked with me. I think I've won with like 6 or 7 crew chiefs maybe on the truck side at Cowbush Motorsports. So it certainly comes from you know, a lot of great people and being able to get the job done. So it's been fun, but hopefully we just are able to continue that and making sure that, you know, the winning ways continue at Cowbush Motorsports, whether it's with myself and other drivers, and, you know, we can keep that going.
Of course, Kylo's on the record in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Mike, you mentioned that, Kyle mentioned that he's won with...
And it's Kyle Busch on his win. Yes, he does. I think he's only 3 off or 4 off of 100 wins in the Xfinity Series, so. But they changed the rules. So he's now not even eligible. No non-point drivers from any series are allowed to run in the playoff races. So that leaves it to the... points competitors only. So this way they can take the wins and do whatever. I think it's fair that way. I know Cup guys and like to compete in all the series. Kyle being one of them, he's got a lot of wins. So anyway, out in Iowa. Now, I know I had the Xfinity Series results up here. I got my computer getting funny. Got to have everything on Digitail equipment here. But that's okay. We still have it in there. Things there, Christopher Bell, who drives the 20 car for Joe Gibbs, wound up taking the win. He's a rookie this year. He also won stage 2. Margin of victory, 054 for the U.S. Cellular 250. It's his 5th Xfinity Series victory, so he's already one of your top seeds in the Xfinity Series for the playoffs. Not bad for a rookie driving a good car, huh? Justin Allgaier finished 2nd, Kyle Benjamin 3rd. 4th was Ross Chastain. He used to, he was on our show years ago when he drove for Brad Keselowski Racing in the Truck Series, drove the number 19. Now he's driving the number 4 Chevy in the Xfinity Series. John Hunter Nemechek driving the 42 car. It's a Ganassi car. Was 5th. 6th, Elliott Sadler. Ryan Reed. 7th, Ryan Truex. 8th, Cole Custer. 9th, and Chase Briscoe rounding out the top 10. Briscoe wins stage 1. Christopher Bell took stage 2 and stage. And the final one, the record flag. Bell led 4 times for 94 laps, but was that the top spot? No, he just won when it counted. He got 6 playoff points. The biggest lap leader of the day, believe it or not, was Cole Custer, led 3 times for 104 laps, so he gets a playoff point. 6 cautions for 41 laps. 12 lead changes amongst 7 drivers. 2 cautions. are stage enders. So let's see if we can pick up Christopher Bell and see what he had to say about his win.
All right, we're going to roll into our post-race press conference. We're now joined by the winner and driver of the number 20, Joe Gibbs Racing, Rue Toyota, Christopher Bell. We're also joined by Executive Vice President of Joe Gibbs Racing, Steve D'Souza, and Crew Chief, Jason Ratcliffe. Gentlemen, congratulations on the win. Chris, talk a little bit about becoming the first driver since Dale Earnhardt Jr. in 1999 to win three Xfinity Series races in a row.
That's pretty special. I guess when it's your day, it's your day. You know, these races are they're so hard to win. That's one thing that I've had to learn the hardest thing that I've had to learn coming from sprint cars and open wheel racing. There's just, whenever you go open wheel racing, once they, you line up, you drop the green flag and pretty much you got what you got. There's no pit stops. There's nothing to cycle the running orders. So these races are just so long and so many things go into, you know, who wins and who doesn't win. And my pit crew executed awesome today. Jason did a great job. And each pit stop, Jason made the car faster and faster. And, I under that long green flag run, I was keeping my fingers crossed there wasn't going to be yellow, but I think there were two or three cars that ran into the wall right in front of me. So I kind of figured at some point the yellow was going to come out. I just didn't know it was going to come right in my front bumper. But then it came time to execute restarts, and I did pretty good the first one, and then the second one I got snookered, and luckily the third one, I got snookered enough to get put back to fourth and not second or third.
There's Christopher Bell talking about that and his third straight Xfinity Series win, and he's a rookie. Anyway, let's check the point standings. With four wins, he is your top seed and also overall points leader. So it would be Justin Allgaier with two wins. Third is Tyler Reddick. Brandon Jones, Tyler Reddick with one win. So there's your top three there. 12 make the field for the playoffs. So those with no wins are next, and that would be Elliott Sadler in fourth, Cole Custer in fifth, Daniel Hemric in sixth, Brandon Jones in seventh, Ryan Truex in eighth, Matt Tift in ninth, and Austin Cindric in tenth. Ryan Reed 11th, and then Ross Chastain rounds out the playoff hunt. So the only changes in the seeding in the Xfinity Series was the amount of wins and playoff points Christopher Bell has. In the Cup Series, the main event of the weekend, last week it came down to Kyle Busch and Kevin Harvick, with Busch leading till 7 laps to go. And then, of course, we all know what happened. Is that... lost my train of thought. Kyle Busch, Kevin Harvick got Kyle Busch a little loose and was able to, actually a little more than a little loose. So he got him shoved out of the way. Didn't wreck him too bad. I mean, he did rub the wall a bit. Was able to come back, but did take the win to get the sixth. So this time, I called it last week. I said, let's see if Pocono what it looks like. And lo and behold, Kyle Busch does turn it around, takes the win, ties Kevin Harvick for the series lead. Daniel Suarez coming second. Alex Bowman was third, so you got two. Joe Gibbs drivers at the top, Suarez starting from the pole. Of course, it was originally Kyle Busch and Kevin Harvick. They had to move to the rear of the field, a few others, but they did manage to fight their way back. Harvick with the fourth place finish, Eric Jones fifth. Sixth was William Byron. Chase Elliott was seventh. Ryan Newman was eighth. Ninth was Kurt Busch, and tenth was Denny Hamlin. Now, I know Truex had won this race last year, but he wound up 15th, 164 laps. It was overtime run. It was 160 times 2.5, I think, should come out to 400 miles. I don't know, I could be wrong. Yeah, 410 miles. They did go four extra laps. Average speed, 132. Margin victory, 1.78. 3 hours, 5 minutes. Still a long race. I remember when it was 500 miles. I used to go there, and it was even longer. You figure it was another 2 hours longer because you can do 100 extra miles. Even though the top speed, average speed was 132, there's a lot more wrecks. With the win, Kyle Busch's 49th Cup Series victory, tying him with Tony Stewart all time. And with Stewart retiring and strictly as a car owner, look for Kyle Busch to probably break that. Definitely break that this year. So we'll just have to wait and see. There were 7 cautions for 29 laps, 5 for incidents, 2 for stages, 13 lead changes amongst 7 drivers. We usually have moved to the rear of the field, but race comments. The 95, the 15, the 23 had to move to the rear of the field. I think there was more than that, but they were the ones that wound up the thing. There were 40 cars in the field. So let's check the standings. Kyle Busch, Kevin Harvick are now the top seeds, both with 6 wins. Busch over Harvick because he's got a 48-point gap. Truex is third with 4 wins. Clint Bowyer is fourth. He's got 2. Joey Logano is fifth with 1 win. Eric Jones is sixth. Austin Dillon is seventh. Both of them have a single win. Eighth would be Kurt Busch. Ninth, Brad Keselowski. Tenth, Kyle Larson. Denny Hamlin. 11th, Ryan Blaney. 12th. Eric Amarola, 13th. Chase Elliott, 14th. Jimmy Johnson, 15th. And Alex Bowman rounds out the 16 playoff contenders. Well, we're going to the Glen next week. Martin Truex won that one. He led 24 of the 60 laps. Brad Keselowski led 20 of the 60 laps, and Kyle Busch led 21 of the 60. The 90 laps, excuse me, I'm saying 60 laps. Wait a second, that's not adding up. So it's going to be, who am I picking? Matt Kenseth was in this race last year. I don't know if he'll be in this race this year. Suarez came in third, so, Well, you know what? I'm going to go with Martin Truex. I think it's his turn. He needs to close that gap between Kyle Busch and Kevin Harvick. They're the top 3 winners this year, so he needs to even it out. Of course, we're getting close to that final thing, so we got what, 5 more races till the playoffs begin. So anyway, hope you enjoyed today's show. I'm your host, Vince Bonfigli. We'll see you all next week. Good day and good racing. Bye now.